There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Two teams going to the middle of the field. Great job by us. Your mom's a hooker. All right, we welcome. That's what the hell does Dan Miller say at the end of the game again?
A little aggressive. Job well done, job better done, and then
whatever. Done. Your team sucks, mine doesn't. All right, so
how we doing?
Good. Are you like overheating? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I just got nervous being around Bubble Guts back there. I got to get on a plane tomorrow. I don't want him getting me sick.
That is the first thing he said when he walked in.
He's like, "How we doing, man? I got
is that hell?
Tomorrow, dude.
Is that hell on earth? Do you think?"
If you were stomach issues?
If you had Kenny's issues, but you were stuck on a cross-country flight, oh, my God.
Oh, that'd be, yeah.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
You know what? You just don't eat. You just don't eat the day before.
I don't think it.
And you eat when you land.
I don't think it matters, though. Sometimes you got the belly issues.
You don't
that
feel
bad.
The tank.
Okay. Matter, let me. I want to ask a question before we get into Lions Packers.
I'll find stuff from months ago. You got a belly.
Okay.
Okay. Well, all right.
Oh, boy.
You ain't stopping some of those issues.
I want to know which teammate's ass would get a bigger ass kicking if you were still playing and these guys played on your team. You ready?
Okay.
Stevenson from the Bears for shaking his ass, taunting the fans, and not realizing the Hail Mary had started. Or Malachi Corley last night, you're about to score, and I'm going to do this stupid, oh, look at me, I'm dropping the ball at the one. I mean, both of these offenses, I would cut both players.
I thought you were going to throw Anthony Richardson in there, too, from last week. Tapping out.
Okay.
That was a bad look,
hat
too.
Hat trick, Anthony Richardson. Anthony, you have to lie. You got to say you got kicked in the balls or something.
Right. Fall down and you're cramping.
Take your helmet off and pretend like the strap broke.
Can't say you're tired. Which of those three is the biggest, most offensive thing? Because you were on the leadership council of a couple of the teams you played for.
Dropping the football at the one.
Is untouched. Bigger than the Hail Mary?
No doubt. Yeah, absolutely. No doubt. Because this is going to sound funny. It is kind of funny. You kind of expect defensive backs to do dumb things. You know what I mean? Like, and the fact that it was, you know, he was still in position to make a play. I get that. That was horrendously bad. And, yeah, his teammates should get on his ass for that one. But
what do you say, though? When you say that, like that game ends. You've been on the wrong side of a Hail Mary. Like when that game ends, Stevenson comes into the locker room. What happens?
I'm wondering if they saw it right after the game. You obviously see the play, but then when you see the...
No, I don't think the social media stuff came out until later.
Maybe, like the extended view of him like mocking the crowd and stuff. You're upset. I mean, you understand it's a kind of a jinx, good luck, you know, terrible luck.
You're like, why is Stevenson showering so fast and getting the hell out of here?
I mean, that wouldn't sit over right. But honestly, like what defensive backs do doesn't surprise me. These guys are just... Like C.J. Gardner-Johnson does that all the time, mocking, you know, the 49ers fans in the middle of the NFC Championship game last year. True. That was on the sideline, not during an actual play, but, I mean.
Okay, you were an offensive lineman. Your quarterback taps out of the game because he's tired. What's that conversation go like?
Inexcusable, man. We're out there, you know, killing ourselves to try to protect you, keep you healthy. We're tired. We don't have the opportunity to go say, hey, coach, it's been 10 plays, man.
Do you say
I'm
something
gassed,
in the huddle?
Dude. We got to do something. No.
You wait till the game.
You're tired. I mean, and I've talked, this was a preseason game, but I remember we were on like an 18-play drive one time, and it was like power left, power left, power, and I'm the right guard, and I'm gassed. And I looked up at Aaron, and I'm like, dude, do not call another power. Like, I can't pull. My legs are gassed, but I'm not coming out of the game. But like, yeah, I need a break. I need a break, dude. I need a breather.
No, I'm just saying.
My legs back. But I'm like, not getting out of the game, but.
You guys are in the huddle. Like, 10 guys are looking back at him, and he was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I was a little tired. He's like, you know what? Yeah. We're going to call the play. You just do what we do this time.
And then the coach, you know, even afterwards saying, well, we were going to hand it off anyway. So it's okay, but that goes both ways. If you're just going to hand it off, why can't he stay in the game and just turn around and hand the ball off? You know what I mean? As quarterback, you're not supposed to leave the field. That affects the rest of the team. Guys like Jared Goff that refused to come out of a game after he rolls his ankle or takes a big hit, that's contagious to the rest of the team. You know what I mean? That lets guys know, okay, he's playing through that at the quarterback position. I got to do it too. And it's accountability. Matthew Stafford was like that. All the quarterbacks I played with were that way where, man, you know they're banged up, but showing your teammates that you're going to overcome that. Showing your teammates that, hey, man, I'm strong, right? I'm mentally strong. I'm physically, right? I'm going to be a tough guy. Like, that's contagious to the rest of your team. When you see the quarterback doing that, it's no different than seeing an offensive lineman do that. I mean, imagine some all-pro left tackle, you know, tapping his on a third down. Hey, man, I'm tired, guys. Can't do it. What kind of message does that send? I don't think Indy had a choice.
So let me ask
but
you,
to sit him down.
Well, this is the question I'm going to ask.
But
now, if we're going a little too nerdy, call me out on it.
I know this was a long answer. When did answer? What Malachi Corley did was the most.
Would you physically assault him in the locker room? How does this work?
Well, they ended up winning the game, but that's a game that you lose by three. Like that's unforgivable. You know what I mean? That is such a lazy, selfish play because you want to celebrate. And look at me, and I think that was just like his first touch in the NFL, too.
Yeah.
Which is, you better be carrying the ball to the back of the end zone, handing it to the ref. That's what these guys are taught. When you make a mistake like that, man, it honestly is unforgivable. When you win the game, it makes it a little bit smoother to go up to him and say, hey, man, I know you messed up. We don't have to have that talk. But if that game would have went the other way, that's a guy that you look at in the locker room saying, I can't trust him. I don't want him out. No, don't put that personnel out here. I'm not blocking for that guy.
Okay, so what I mean?
It's a good thing they won the game.
Every team has a leadership council, if you will. I don't know if you call it the Eagle crew or whatever it is. You got your veteran core. Yeah. Is it plausible that that's what happened in Indy? That the vets had to go to Steichen and go, here's the deal. You got to play flag. We can't do this with this kid. We can't. He's losing respect. He's also Ray Charles in the pocket. Is it plausible that the vets went to Steichen or Steichen went to them and it was a collaborative decision?
It could be, yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if he got some input from his captains or leaders on the team. And a big part of that, too, and they obviously probably feel one way being in the building for, you know, 7 days a week, seeing how they operate. But from the outside looking in, it looks like Joe Flacco gives that team a better chance to win anyway.
Way better.
So I think that probably had a part to do with it. Is Anthony Richardson as bad as his stats have been? No, I think they've dropped a lot of passes. But that team where they're at now, they can compete in that division in the AFC.
So, TJ.
So I think you had to make the move.
The councilship, leadership positions, you guys, is it only for on-the-field stuff or does it go to off-the-field stuff as well?
Both. Yeah, but
I know what you're doing. You sneaky SOB. Go ahead. They just set up a rake for you, and you're going to walk right into it.
Everywhere I've been, so Green Bay and then Detroit, you obviously have like these leadership councils. It's you normally 10, 12 guys, your veteran guys on the team. Doesn't necessarily have to be captains, but the guys that have been around long enough to know what it's supposed to look like, know what it takes to be a professional. A lot of those meetings take. You're talking with coaches, right? Okay, hey, it's a Thursday practice, coach. We got some guys that are banged up. Do you mind if we take the pads off, you know, for the second half of practice, right? Throw us a bone. It's just, right. You know, it's been a long couple weeks. Things like that. Issues pop up, right? You talk about it in the leadership council. Okay, how do we want to address this? We don't want to embarrass anybody. We don't want to call anybody out, make anybody feel like they're not part of the team. You know what I mean? So I think it's just more of a strategic way to handle maybe some issues you're seeing, but yeah, it's definitely on the field stuff, and it's off the field stuff.
Right,
as well.
Got somebody who's done their third stupid thing, nothing major. Yeah,
I know where you're getting at.
Yeah, but it's just like, do you sit there and
just say it with your chest?
We're gonna call J-Mo over to the house, have a little dinner, tell him, hey, you need to clean things up, or is this something you do in the locker room? Like, how do you address this? Of, dude, you're your own worst enemy right now.
Individually. Yeah, I think individual guys will go up at times and, maybe have a little chat. You're not going to do it publicly. I think somebody asked Jared Goff, if he needs if he needs to go sit down with him, he's like, no, we're good. He'd take it.
Right.
Publicly, you don't want to, make it seem like it's bigger than what it is. But, you handle those conversations internally. Yeah, no doubt.
So what's the conversation? Like what Rico just said. It's not like he's Dante Stallworth. He didn't kill a guy with his car. But he's doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, just bad decisions.
So how do you handle it? How do you think it was handled?
Sometimes young guys, you have to. The one thing that hit with me, because when I was a young player, I made some mistakes too. And I had some teammates come up to me at times. And I think the one thing that got to the point more than anything was, dude, you're letting the team down. You know what I mean? Like, we believe in you, man. I'm still friends. I'm still going to answer your call. But, you're letting us down a little bit right now with some of the decisions you're making.
What did you do?
What do you mean?
What did you do wrong that people would say this to you?
Oh, I'll tell you off the air. I don't think any of that was public knowledge.
Oh, all right. Good talk. All right.
GJ tells us the story next. I think 97.1.
That's not happening. But I think if you...
Hey!
Be curious. I'm curious.
We are curious to hear this story that TJ will give us next.
I know we're up against it. If you make it feel like, hey, we're just... You let down a little bit, a little disappointed, I think that goes a lot farther than... hey, we need you to mature. We need you to stop doing this dumb stuff. You know what I mean? But if you just subtly, hey, man, we're a lot better with you on the field, right? Sometimes that gets the message home a lot faster than some other ways.
We get Lions Packers focus next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Okay, I'm going to ask a public service from TJ Lang as we talk Packers Lions.
Oh boy.
No, this is no smarm.
Okay.
I start your segment with smarm. We get sincere at 3:15.
Oh, by the time you piss me off, then you
exactly.
Want me to
that's how the best. Okay. Hey,
gotcha.
Are you ready?
No, I'm used
this
to
is
it.
Important because you have a player's perspective, and they won't listen to me. I think you can communicate it. We have talked about the Lions fan base being in irrational euphoria stage, meaning every game is easy. We're going to cover every spread. We're going to blow everybody's doors off. We're going to go 16-1, never lose again. And if you ever talk about, tough game this weekend. You're not playing the garbage can Titans or half of the Dallas Cowboys. Look, people are like, oh my God, you're a hater. Here's my point. It's the NFL. You don't go 16-1. There are going to be some weeks you're going to lose. I still think the Lions are a Super Bowl team. How do we get the discourse, TJ, back to where you can be both a Super Bowl team, but every week it's hard to win in this league?
I mean, I don't want to say it, but like it's going to take a comeback to earth loss at some point, okay. Which is going to happen, right? Nobody's expecting this team to go 16-1.
Oh, you also don't think you heard John?
No, I don't think it's unfair to believe that your team is better than your opponent.
Correct.
That's fair, but we've seen games where that doesn't matter. Well, you were the better team against Tampa Bay. You outgained them, you know, 3-1, 2-1, whatever it was. But weird things happen in the NFL, right? So, I think an event they are going to lose. I mean, I can't guarantee this. Maybe they do go 16-1. I don't know. Right, but the odds are they're going to lose at least one more game along the season, along the way, right? But maybe it takes something like that just to come back a little bit and say, okay, maybe we're riding a little bit high and, you know, got to get back to fair expectations because this is the NFL and weird things do happen.
What do you think?
Especially in division games.
Like, I don't think fans appreciate just how hard it is to win in this league.
Because the Lions haven't made it look hard. You know, because the Lions have been making it look easy.
TJ just knew.
That's why. If you went to Dallas and, aside the Minnesota game, right? That was the one win where it's like, man, that down to the nail, okay, yep, had to kick a field goal, boom, wipe the brow, we got away with one there. Outside of that, they've been making it look easy for the most part. So yeah. I think that's what fans, sometimes you can get tricked into, that's the new expectation instead of that's kind of the anomaly, right? We're taking care of bad teams, you're supposed to do that. But not every team is the Tennessee Titans. Not every team, like you said, is the Dallas Cowboys missing a bunch of starters.
Well, it's like I said, it almost is that college mentality. Think of Bama in their heyday or Georgia in their heyday. They just roll through people and you're like, oh, well, you got no shot against them. It's kind of how the Lions feel, where even on a bad day for the offense, they scored 52 points and they really didn't do anything, but they just dominated the Titans. So that's probably where a lot of people are figuring, they're just not going to lose another game, where you to realize, man, this is the NFL.
Well, and I just look at Green Bay and I go, okay, you're at their place. Automatically, any divisional road game, my antennas are up, right? Then you factor in, matchup-wise, the longer you go without Aiden and Davenport and Pascal and Kaminsky and Pecco, you don't have a pass rush. And you're facing a very balanced passing attack with Green Bay. I mean, they don't have one guy I can just bracket. They've got a cruise ship of rats. Everyone eats.
Yeah, and they all kind of split targets, too.
Yeah, and look, defensively, no, they're not uber stout against the run, but they play single high safety, and with no J-Mo, you get away with that. If you have J-Mo on the field, you can't play single high. Well, now they're going to be able to drop safety down, and it's pretty much rent-free. And I go, bad weather, Goff outside. You know what, guys, we're in for a tough game. Oh, please, you would have think I shot someone's kid. I mean, people freak out, and it's like,
no, that's called Heather with the news.
Bro, I sat in on the news today, and I heard first you. Story, it was like, oh, mother's severed head used in pickleball match.
No, it was the man who pummeled a guy on a plane.
Oh, yeah. Random assault, and then some woman got hit by a train or something and like wanted $60 million. I'm going, Heather, give me good one positive thing before I walk out of here.
Well, at least Tony's not on anymore. She did a story one time about... No, but she did a story one time about... Oh, somebody got shot at Steve's Deli and blah, blah. Oh, I love Steve's Deli. Their chicken noodle soup is great. It's like just.
Oh, by the way, rest in peace.
Look away from the entire story.
That's the point.
Somebody got killed playing pickleball. I love pickleball. I play all the time.
TJ, would you like to play pickleball with me?
No, I heard. Did the head bounce?
You were very uncomfortable when I heard that. You're like, all right, I'm leaving.
That's it. I just said it. I don't need this at the start of my day. I got a lot of radio to do today. I'm out.
I'm with you. Look, and is it fair to go in there expecting you're the better team? And
yes.
Expecting a win?
Yes.
Now, you also have to be prepared if it goes the other way to say, okay, you know what? We're still a 6-2 team. If it does go the other way. And not overreact all of a sudden saying, oh, my goodness, like we stink now. Because that always happens. There's people that go in there thinking you're going to blow them out by 40, which is unrealistic expectation, I think. And then there's people, if we lose this game, man, our season's over, we'll be a game out of the NFC North. Like, there's so much football left going. You know what I mean?
What do you think's going to happen?
I think it's going to be a close game. I do. I think these are the two best teams in the NFC through 8 weeks so far. I do. And I think there is a little bit of a gap from Detroit and everybody else right now. I do, just the way they've been playing football. But that being said, division games are tough, man. They're not easy. Green Bay is not a rollover team that you just look at and say, okay, as long as we do this and this and this, we'll be fine. No, they got some players over there too. And their defense can confuse you a little bit. Like you mentioned, they play a lot of zone coverage with one high safety. And that's kind of been the issues when Detroit's had trouble in the passing game, where teams just want to play that cover three or cover six, whatever you want to call it, and gives you kind of issues clouding up the middle of the field. Now, if they give you man-on-man coverage, Jared Goff has been one of the best quarterbacks in the league this year against man-on-man.
And if you blitz, Jared kills you. Well, guess what Green Bay doesn't do?
Right, but they're going to have to at some point, because I just don't see their guys. How much we talk about, I've done a couple call shows with Green Bay people this week, how much we talk about, stop, our pass rush, you know, and our defensive ends and needing to go get somebody, they're maybe times 10 what we're going through. Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith, I think they got like 2 sacks each. Mm-hmm. So they're going through the same thing. But yeah, this is a game that, first of all, take care of the football. Yeah. Jared Goff's doing a great job of that this year. And the Lions' record the last 12 games, I looked it up, 9-0 division games when they haven't lost the turnover battle. 1-2, obviously, when the other team's able to take it away.
If they win the turnover battle, they are going to be near impossible to beat.
Yeah, I agree with you. You give them one extra possession on offense, yeah,
no doubt. Is the Goff outside wind and rain? Am I being a bastard for being concerned about that, or is that legitimate? Because I feel like it's legit. There's enough tape and enough data that suggests he's a guy I need to keep indoors.
Yeah, but the crazy thing, too, is like every maybe weakness that we've thought about Jared Goff, he's like rewriting this year. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's not good against the blitz. All of a sudden,
he's great.
He's one of the best. You know, he's not mobile. He can't move. He can't get out of the pocket.
Season.
Right. And now this year, like some of the subtlety, like the subtle little movement, stepping up in the pocket, rolling out.
He's got more touchdowns than Malik Nabers.
Yeah, I mean, fair, but
I just laugh at him. He makes it sound like he's Lamar out there.
I'm still waiting.
I'll go that far.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you factually. We are going to see a read option before the season's over at the goal line, and he's going to walk it in the end zone. Mobile Goff.
I hope so. That would be awesome. But that's why I say, like, you go, then what's the other weakness? Okay, playing outdoors, playing in the, maybe it's going to rain.
He's
turned all of his weaknesses into strengths. So part of me is interested to see, okay, is this just another weakness that he's had around his career that all of a sudden he comes out outside?
If they win this game, I have no problem saying they can go 14-3.
16
and one. No, I'm not John. I'm not doing that. But TJ understands what I'm saying. If you clear this hurdle, you will have won in Minnesota. You will have won at Green Bay. At that point, even if I said at Chicago and the Buffalo game are losses, I think you have every right to believe you go 14.
But then there's another hurdle that you have to, at that point, it's the Thanksgiving Day game.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, you play San Fran
late in the season. That's going to be a Sunday night. I'm saying by that time could be healthier team. Obviously no Ayuk, but it could pretty, yeah, no. I mean.
Yeah, we're going right for the spine.
I'm with you, man. You get this one. You got some real momentum going into the meat of the season where teams really start to either close the gap or continue to widen
Houston
that gap.
Doesn't look.
Their offensive line, their pass protection is
seven
atrocious.
Sacks last night?
Eight.
Oh, my Lord.
Atrocious. And they just lost one of their guards, I think, for the season.
I think you got a great pass rush here.
Well, that's the question we're going to talk to TJ about next. And there's a safe word. We are not going to bring up anything to do with a certain somebody who lives in Las Vegas. We're not doing it. We are going to have a real conversation. No.
Finally.
No. We've beaten TJ up the last couple of weeks, and I don't want to do that to him. I want to have a real conversation about when we take the air on Monday, are we going to have a Christmas present? Or are we going to do this smartest guy in the room nonsense? We'll talk to TJ. He spoke with Brad Holmes last night. We're going to talk about it. All right. So before we get to the picks, it is our final chance, because the next time we talk to TJ, it'll be after the trade deadline, and it'll just be all about what they did or didn't do. I want to know in the here and now, and no, we are not going to say that particular name. No. My question is, by the time we get to Tuesday afternoon, are they making a move anyone cares about?
I kind of think you have to. I think you have to. And I do. And I don't think I'm not going to say it's going to be a big move where you're giving up first round picks by any means, but I do think that you need to find a little bit of help. And even coming out of last week, 52-14, you look at that and you're like, man, like we were rolling, everything was clicking. You can't do that. You still have to look at areas where you have to improve. And a large part of that game, I mean, you sacked Mason Rudolph one time, and Alex Anzalone was unblocked, right?
Yeah, it was a coverage bust.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. They were able to get some pressure at times that were there pretty quick, but maybe the coverage wasn't matching up. I thought the guy that they brought up, Al-Qadim Muhammad, had some nice rushes. I think he had like 7 pressures in 28 snaps, maybe, which, you know, you're winning 25% of the time. That's a good rate.
And the problem is not a tape.
Is it? But you also, you look at it too and you say, man, that Tennessee offensive line was not good. Right. The fact that we weren't really able to generate consistent pressure without blitzing. I think that's got to be a concern.
Who's the player you want?
Well, if you ask me, I mean, a dream. We're not going to mention the guy we talked about, but I still wonder if there's an opportunity to do something with Cincinnati. I do.
Trey Hendrickson?
Look, they're not having the start of their season. They got big game against the Raiders this weekend. If that goes the wrong way for them, maybe it's time for them to say, okay, you know what? Too big of a hole to come back from. I think a problem with those teams that have a good quarterback never want to give up because you always feel like there's a run that you can make at some point in the season to get back in the
What would Hendrickson cost you?
I mean, he's only got 1 year on it, I think, on his deal left. I'd probably say a 2. I don't think you're giving up a first-round pick. Plus, he's an older guy. I mean, it's not
Hendrickson
a guy that's going to be here for
4 or 5 years. Or Za'Darius Smith for a 4.
I would take Henderson. Henderson's a better player, no doubt.
He actually has 2 years left on his deal. Well, the rest of this year and next year.
That's what I'm saying. He's got 1 year after this year. So it's a year and a half. Za'Darius Smith would certainly, I think, be an upgrade over some of these guys. But I still think a part of me wants thinks that they want to see what they got for one more game against a really good team, a good offensive line, I think an underrated offensive line in Green Bay, before they make some of these decisions. Now, maybe some of these things are already lined up. You're not going to announce a trade late in the week. No. I mean, that's going to throw you off. That's going to throw guys off on the weekend, you know, get you thinking about, get you unfocused on what you're supposed to do. But my belief right now is, and I already mentioned, I think the Lions have a gap over sitting here right now, 8 weeks into the season. I think there's a gap between you and everybody else in the NFC. Now, the problem if you stand still is we know San Francisco has a track record of making moves, right? We know the Bears made a move last
year.
But Philadelphia. We know Green Bay is supposedly in every conversation. If you stand pat, other teams are going to start to close the gap on you a little bit. So that's what gives me a little bit of, not don't call it fear, but maybe a slight concern that you got to do everything in your power to go try to improve this team, because this does feel like, as we sit here week 8, a lot of football left, but as we sit here week 8, you are one of the best teams, if not the best team in the NFL. You cannot allow other teams to start closing that gap on you. If you're in a position like this, you take a chance and you maybe say, we're going to keep that gap a little wider, or maybe even widen it a little bit more than it already is.
So they haven't gotten seduced by the way they've been winning games lately, is what you're saying. The Lions.
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. I think that they know that too. I mean, I don't think anybody's going in there and saying, like I mentioned, you don't go after a 52-14 win and say, everybody got a 100% and everybody got a passing grade because we won by, you know, almost 40 points. You don't do that. You still look at the areas and say, man, okay, like this is still popping up. It might still be a concern when we start playing some better teams, some better quarterbacks, some better offensive lines, right? Is what we're doing right now sustainable? Offensively, obviously, I think it is. Special teams was a big part last week, and the takeaways you're getting on defense is. But when teams start to hit their stride, now that we're in week 9, we're going into November, there's a lot of teams that maybe are off the radar right now that have some young players that things start to click, right? There's some other teams that maybe they went through some adversity early in the season.
How about Green
Bay?
They
start to click a little bit.
You lost your quarterback, then he got hurt again.
And they won games without him, which was wild too. I think that everything in my mind says, man, there's a gap between you and everybody else. I'm not saying it's a huge gap.
But it's a gap.
But there is a gap. And you need to sustain that gap. You need to keep that gap.
Like,
how are you going to keep
that
gap? You need to keep improving this roster, which is something that I think they're looking at.
People have to look at it. We didn't just lose Aiden. We lost Kaminsky in camp.
Davenport.
We lost Marcus Davenport. We lost Pecco.
Pascal's
missing
again.
Multiple games.
Yeah.
Like, if you think you're going to win a Super Bowl with Bobby Woo Woo and Pete Muhammad or whatever his name is, you're insane.
Al-Qadim Muhammad.
Whatever it is. Naga, not going to work here much longer. The point I'm making is you have lost 4 guys in what really is an 8-9-man rotation in that defensive line room.
Yeah.
That's how I view it. You can afford no injuries moving forward. And that's not reality. You've got to get some insulation there.
Yeah, but on the flip side, I think the fair thing to say is I still believe this team is good enough right now to go compete with anybody. You know what I mean? Like I think it's unfair to look at guys like the way Jared Goff's playing or Amon-Ra or, you know, the secondary I think has been playing really good football. Sam Laporte, your running backs. Mm-hmm. It's unfair to look at those guys and say, man, you're not good enough without another pass rusher. You know what I mean? Because I think they are. My only and I know I'm repeating myself,
but
you have a gap right now. Those guys are at the top of what they do in this league, man. They know they're one of the better teams.
So if the A,
they don't feel like we need to go get one more guy to complete this. They feel like they're already complete. I just think it gives you even a better shot to separate yourself from all the other teams.
All right. Tier one would be a Hendrickson type. Tier two is a Za'Darius Smith type or an Aziz Ojulari type. Tier three is paint can. What do we have Monday? Tier three is you trade for Bobby Woo Woo's cousin, Petey Boo Boo.
If there is anything, I would lean to tier two.
Okay.
Only because, like.
And I'd be good with that,
but this is where I go back and forth, too. We haven't seen Brad Holmes' MO to go out there and make that big time splash. I guess if you want to throw Carlton Davis in that in the offseason, well, I think you gave up a third.
Yes.
Like that, I guess that's the biggest splash he's made when it comes to trade. But go back last year and it was everybody waiting around. What are we going to get? What are we going to do? Donovan Peoples Jones. Like underwhelming, you know what I mean? But
I want to see somebody not on a discounted rack because they are often injured.
Yeah, and I'm with you. But at the same time where I think we haven't seen Brad Holmes do this in the season, the other part of me says we also haven't seen the Lions in this position.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So I think that's something that they take probably into account too is you also look at other – Ben Johnson's passed up the last couple years leaving. How much longer do we have – him to roll this you offense don't. With, you know what I mean?
Especially so
you
start, when Eberflus gets fired in Chicago.
You start to package those thoughts together and you say, you know what? You're not guaranteed to win a Super Bowl if you go make a big trade to get a guy. But you know what? Are you going to improve your chances? Are you going to at least at the end of the day say, we tried everything, we exhausted all options, and man, we really gave it 100% and did everything possible? You know, then if that's the decision they go with, I think you can live with it.
And just be on the lookout, TJ's rising star, Frank Muhammad, this weekend. All right, we do it every week at this time. TJ Lang is on a heater, people. It's time for the picks. TJ, an outstanding 14 games over 500, the best the big man has ever done. We see if we can continue it.
Saturday 5-0, Sunday 0-5.
I'll take a
500 record.
We were the exact opposite almost. I was 0-5 on Saturday.
All right, number 10, Texas A&M, laying 3.5. They travel to the Cockaboose, South Carolina. Rico Beard.
I don't care about anything. South Carolina, give me A&M.
Unbelievable. Let's go to Kenny Cott.
Yeah, sorry about the Cockaboose. Give me A&M.
What? Unbelievable. Over to Hatchet Man.
Yeah, you have the SEC lead, Texas A&M. Don't blow it. A&M.
TJ?
At South Carolina?
Cockaboose. Oh,
that stadium's going to be throbbing. And
Whoa. Power it down.
Okay, South Carolina keeps the games close. Close losses to Bama, close loss to LSU. I don't know if they win the game, but give me the GCs.
I'm going to win this game because Rico said it best. Cockaboose, South Carolina. Florida, Georgia. Now, they don't call this the cocktail party anymore because it's all woke and stuff.
I still do, damn it.
What is it called? The world's biggest fun gathering amongst friends?
Or the largest martini?
All right, Georgia Lane, 14.5. Rico Beard.
Kenny, for you, orbital, ramming, speed, go Bulldogs.
Kenny.
Come on, Kirby Smart. Don't coach like a bitch. One time. Give me this one time. Go Dawgs.
Jesus, David.
Yeah, Georgia's about to go on Florida, so let's go Georgia.
Over to TJ.
I'm with you. I'll pile on Florida stinks this year. Georgia, big, Kenny. Big.
Georgia, I just, true freshman DJ Lagway against that Georgia defense. Give me Georgia. Don't love the number, that's for sure. Let's go next game. Ohio State, Penn State. It's the whiteout. It's 8 o'clock. Just kidding. It's noon. OSU laying 3.5. Rico Beard.
It's noon, Mike. The Penn State people are angry. James Franklin is still their coach. Give me Ohio State.
Kenny Cott.
Well, exact same logic. James Franklin ruins big games. Give me Ohio State.
David.
In fact, I have those numbers for you. James Franklin, 1-9 versus OSU, 2-17 versus top 10 opponents, OSU.
Hey, Ryan Day ain't no better, by the way.
I understand, but, yeah, but James Franklin's worse.
A lot of those were Michigan.
All right, what do you want, a Buckeye payroll? Over to TJ.
You guys have said it all. I don't trust James Franklin. I think he's a fraud. Drew Aller might play, might not play.
He'll
I don't
play.
Think it matters. I think Ohio State's going to kick their
you
ass.
You should appreciate this of all people sitting in this room. What? That OSU offensive line is booty. They suck. Mm-hmm. They get dominated up front. We are.
Give me Penn State plus the 3.5.
I'm sorry.
I know, but I can't take any more Ryan Day. I hate his guts. That stupid hair-dyed idiot.
David, no, I wasn't the only one that picked him, Mike.
I'm angry. Indiana laying 7.5 as they travel to East Lansing. Who cares?
Mike, you've convinced me State's breaking out the Dice Shadows jerseys. Give me MSU.
Uniforms. Over to Kenny.
Over a touchdown, and you both Spartans pick my dog, so I'm going to go with Sparty here.
David.
No, it won't be that drop. It'll be calling all. So I'm going to go Indiana.
Come on, dude. The Hoosiers just rolling people, man.
Can I offer you something?
Probably not.
Okay.
Let's see if it changes my mind, though. What do you got?
Indiana strength of schedule, 106th in America. Michigan State, 9th.
Well, I know Michigan State turns the ball over more than most teams, and I know Indiana takes it away more than most teams, so I'm gonna stick with that.
If MSU played Indiana's schedule straight up, they'd be 6-2, and you'd view them differently. Just give me the 7.5. We might lose. I got a hard time believing they're going to roll in and bomb us.
It may be 8 now.
I was trying to be fair. I was just throwing it your way. It's fine. We suck. Hey, all right.
Nebraska, who almost beat Ohio State. What are you talking about?
Oh, transitive property. I love this game. Oregon land 14.5. They travel to take on Michigan.
Hey, you know what Doug and John said, right?
They guaranteed a Michigan win.
This is Orbital Ramming Speed Part 2. Go Ducks.
Kenny.
Yeah, Orbital Ramming Speed indeed. Give me the Ducks.
David.
Give me the Ducks.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't you dare. TJ.
Yeah, I don't have much for you. Oregon's one of the best against the pass. Michigan really can't pass the ball. I think they're going to have to be damn near perfect just to compete with this team. And Oregon's going to be a little smarter this week. If they see Alex Orji in the game, I'm assuming they're going to put more than 6 guys in the box, like what you saw last week. So
TJ, I heard he doesn't pass Oregon. The ball.
I'm going to take Oregon.
I want to say something really mean to you, but you're not wrong. Look, all I know is when the voices of Wolverine football say, to hell with the points, we're winning this game, I listen. Give me the 14.5 and the Wolverines. The voices of the team spoke from their papal tower. Let's go to Sunday. Cowboys traveling to the ATL. Atlanta laying 3.
You know what, Mike? The second hottest quarterback this side of Jared Goff may be Mr. Cousins out there swag surfing. He will swag surf again. Give me the ATL.
Kenny.
I hate that this game is even on here. Would never touch it. Give me the Cowboys.
Okay, then. David.
I'm going to go with the black quarterback. And Kirk Cousins is one now. I'm going that Falcons.
Oh, gotcha. All right. He's invited to the cookout, David says. Fair enough.
Just
TJ.
Don't bring the potato salad.
Dak Prescott can't stop turning the ball over. I think 3 straight games with multiple interceptions. That's just terrible football. Sounds like Micah Parsons isn't going to play again. Big trouble for the Cowboys. I'm taking Kirk Cousins.
Also, great sign when your 2 best players on defense do a podcast and they don't rank their own quarterback in the top 10. Thanks a lot, Micah Parsons, Trayvon Diggs. Things are going great. Give me Atlanta. Bears, Cardinals laying 1.5. Rico Beard.
I'm going to go with you don't go down to Arizona and win that game. They're finally starting to come and play together. Still don't believe in the Bears. Give me the Cardinals.
Okay, I don't even know what that is. We go over to Kenny.
I'll take the Bears. I don't know what's happening right now.
I am going to hurt a weekend guy. Oh!
Oh!
You're taking the Bears, Kenny?
The Bears are going to have a top 10 pick, Cardinals.
Oh, my God. All right.
Nobody walks in to stay far.
TJ, Bears implosion?
I don't think the Bears are that bad. But, no, Kyler Murray's playing really good football right now. He's doing a really nice job taking care of the football, using his legs. He's explosive. Bears might have a little hangover from that Hail Mary
and Eberflus calling the team out.
Eberflus, what happened with Stevenson. Yeah, I think this could spell disaster for the Bears, maybe for a week, but I think Arizona gets it done.
Cardinals, Rams laying 1.5. They travel to Seattle. Just update, Puka Nacua blew his knee out of practice. There you go.
Really?
He got wheeled out of practice or whatever. I don't know if he's playing.
Well,
his knees are made out of paper mache.
I'm team 12th man.
Poor guy. He's 28. He's old man.
Yeah, this poor guy. He's got three kids and a mortgage.
Give me Geno Smith and the 12th man. Give me the Seahawks.
You and that receding hairline of his. Hey. All right, we go. I hate Geno. Over to Kenny.
I was going to pick the Rams, but with the Nacua news, I'm going to pick the Seahawks.
David.
So I'm going to go with the Rams here.
Jesus.
Good Lord. That's so racist. Home division dog. I think I got to ride the Seahawks on this one. I know they haven't been great, but
Geno!
They seem to play the Rams like they're Super Bowl.
I just hate them. I hate them. Like. Him and that poverty quarterback. Give me Matthew Stafford.
I love it.
Colts, Vikings. Vikes laying 5.5. It is the Flacco experience.
It is the Flacco experience. It's also the devil's number, but I don't care. Why? Give me the Vikings.
Kenny.
Nope, devil's number. Give me the Colts.
David?
Be great for the state of Indiana. Indiana beats Michigan State, and the Colts beat the Vikings. Colts.
DJ.
I don't know if the Colts beat the Vikings, but Joe Flacco gives them a lot better chance than Anthony Richardson.
Yes.
Mike,
devil's
I've learned
number.
From you. 5.5. Yeah, I'm taking the,
let's go.
Taking the road dog. Give me Colts.
Colts, Lions, Packers. It is 2.5. Lions laying in 2.5 at Green Bay.
This is the TJ Lang Bowl, so I'm going to go with TJ's original team.
Mm.
Go, Pack, go.
That's right. Mm. Over to Kenny.
I'm not a Lions fan that calls for blowouts every week, but 2.5 under 3 points, I'll take the Lions.
David.
Close game, tough game. The rain, though, I think leans Packers.
Mr. Lang.
I think the rain leads the Lions way. They don't have to throw the ball 40 times this week, I don't think. Josh Jacobs, number one. Crazy stat, 667 yards, 530 have come after contact, which lets me know he's getting hit at the line of scrimmage a lot. And I think the Lions have done a really nice job of tackling this year. I think that's going to be the difference. The rushing department, let's say Kirby Joseph gets another interception. Give me the Lions. I'm taking the Lions.
He just bullied you. I hope you're okay with that. I'll take the Pack.
I haven't seen you fact check anybody else, Rico.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know why, don't you?
Hey, I grew up in a middle-class family.
Whoa. Okay. You know what? Those are the picks. I'm leaving.
From the mean streets of Ypsilanti.
Okay. Somebody hit a button now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.